Good morning and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the backwoods country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then, I do provide the video cast. Hey, just a quick reminder that I'm going to be in the park on September 1st, so come on out. Sorry about that. Hit the microphone. Come on out and meet a few of the people from the Disney Podcasting Network, such as me, Masketeer Greg, Jeffrey Houston, and more. But you're going to have to find us. Hey, you know, I'm still getting emails on what Disney magic means to you. So thank you, everybody, for the emails, by the way, and all the letters. Why don't we do this? Why not join my forums and post them there? You know, that way, you know, I really like to be in my forums, and you can kind of share them with the rest of the people, and they can reply to you as well. This show, we're actually going to take on a little different twist by adding a new segment here. Yep, got to keep it fresh on the show. But for right now, why don't we do something that a bunch of people like on my show. That's right, this week in Disney history, where we look into things that happened in Disney history. On August 21st, in the year 1995, the People Mover, sponsored by Goodyear, closes at Disneyland. It will be replaced by a faster new attraction called Rocket Rods. And we know what happened with that. On August 22nd, on the year 2002, Mickey Dolenz and Davy Jones of the Monkees performed together at Disney's California Adventure. On that same day and year, the 2002 Disneyana Mystery Event takes place for 3 days at Epcot's World Show Palace. August 24th, 1992, Tokyo Disneyland welcomes its 120th millionth guest. On August 25th, in the year 1989, the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular attraction opens at Disneyland's MGM Studios in Florida. On August 27th in the year 1955, the Mickey Mouse Club Theater opens in Disneyland's Fantasyland. It will close in the year 1964. And on that same day in the year 1998, Town Square Exhibition Hall, which houses the Camera Center, opens in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. And that, my friends, is this week in Disney history.
And now it's time for another stupid Disney joke.
That's right, another stupid Disney joke. Actually, I'm going to give you two as a special bonus because I'm going to the park on Friday. Why didn't Cinderella make the school soccer team? Let's all think about that, shall we? Alrighty, time's up. She ran away from the ball. Alright, here's stupid joke number two. What did Snow White say when she turned in her film? Time to think about it. Alright, time's up. Someday my prince will come. And that is another stupid Disney joke.
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the firehouse, that's just the fun fact for you.
Jeez, thanks guys. Welcome to our new segment here on the show, which is called Disney Fun Facts. Cinderella's Golden Carousel, located in Disney World, came from Olympic Park, a defunct New Jersey amusement park. Disney Imagineers rescued the carousel from destruction and replaced many of its wooden horses from one of its wooden horses. Hello, I'm reading backwards. With one constructed of fiberglass. No two horses are alike. And that's this week's Disney Fun Fact. Alrighty. I got a hold of some stuff on the internet. Some really nice audio from an extinct attraction from Walt Disney World, Epcot, called The Wonders of Life. Now, the Large Wonders of Life Pavilion at Epcot's Future World contained a range of educational interactive exhibits exploring all aspects of life, health, and fitness. Cranium Command was an audio animatronic adventure that kids love. The Making of Me takes an animated, sensitive look at the conception of birth. Body Wars, a simulator-style ride through the body's circulatory system, which due to use the simulator motion carries warnings about possible emotions, sicknesses, and health warnings for those suffering with heart or back problems. Other exhibits such as the Sensory Funhouse and interactive video-based exercise machines are great for kids, and they love to burn off a little energy. Overall, the Wonders of Life Pavilion was definitely worth a visit, especially if touring Epcot with kids. So, I have not yet been to Walt Disney World, but I plan on going. So I'm going to play from the part called Audio Antics.
Hello, and welcome to our little game of hearing that we call Audio Antics. I'm going to create some environments using sounds that happen all around you. Only I'm going to include some familiar sounds you may think belong in each scene, but really don't. Using only your sense of hearing, let's just see, I mean hear, if you can guess what's wrong with each picture. I call this first one a dark and stormy night. Have you figured out what's wrong yet? Yes, there was wind. And thunder. And of course, frying bacon. Ow! Ha! Now that you have the idea, let's try another one. This scenario is called 4th of July. This crowd is watching fireworks, right? Take away the real effect, and they end up watching popcorn. Now here's one called the Wabash Cannonball. Listen carefully. All is not what it seems.
These sounds isn't on the right track.
This one, that train was being propelled by an eraser rubbing on paper. Let's do another one from inside this car. Oops, let's not forget our seatbelts. Now, I'll just put the key in the ignition. Uh-oh, it won't start. Do I have a dead battery? No gas? Then again, maybe it's a pencil being put into an electric pencil sharpener. Here, let's try this. There. I guess this car only runs on unleaded pencils. Okay, time for one last audio antic. This one's named I Saw It in the Jungle. I call this one I Saw It in the Jungle because the sound of that bird is done with a saw. It sure was fun playing audio antics with you. But before you go, I'd like to give you a nice round of applause. No, no, not River Rapids. I said applause. Bravo. Thanks for stopping by. Drop in again sometime.
I got a email from Shirak from Charleston, West Virginia. Sorry, Shirak, I really cannot pronounce your name. Wow. Writes and says, Tony, I enjoy your podcast and your sense of humor. Oh, thanks. It's fresh and a nice change from the other podcast. Let me tell you a story. When I was 10 in the year 1969, this now just showing my age, there was a show on TV on ABC called The Wonderful World of Disney. On one particular show, they had a small making of the Haunted Mansion, and it featured the Osmonds, and was hosted by, at the time, a young Kurt Russell. Sadly, I lost my copy, and what I was wanting to know was, could you by chance have audio of that part of the show dealing with the Haunted Mansion? Since I did hear your earlier podcast and did very much enjoy them. Anyway, keep up the good work, Shirak. Well, Shirak from Charleston, West Virginia. I have it, and you know what? I'm playing it for you right now.
When word got out of Walt Disney's plans for a haunted mansion, the Ghost Relations Department at Wed Enterprises was deluged with inquiries from assorted ghosts and haunts who were dying to get a look at it. an expert staff of master illusioneers, worked for more than 10 years planning everything down to the minutest detail. This is the endless hallway, a misty passage beckoning you to enter, but offering no end. Of course, a model had to be made for the ghost's approval. Come along and follow us. Who knows? Someday you may want to live here yourself. No haunted mansion would be complete without a séance room. This one was designed as a cozy gathering place where the spirits could practice chain rattling, screeching, and the ever-popular horn blowing. The Imagineers at Wed Enterprises, many of whom were formerly animators at the Disney studio, worked overtime to make these tiny real figures arrive at the haunted mansion as ghosts. Seems to work well enough, doesn't it? Suitable sleeping quarters had to be prepared. You might call this a model apartment. As the ghosts began to arrive, individual problems began to pop up. A skeleton crew of technicians was kept busy full time, attending to the peculiar needs of the future inhabitants. No stone was left unturned. Some of the ethereal inhabitants were much too shy to be seen by mortals, and mechanical substitutes had to be devised to make them visible. What you are seeing is a man operating a machine that activates the mechanical features of this head. Or is it the other way around? Well, whatever it is, it seems to work. At least, I think that's what this fellow is trying to tell us. With the aid of these banks of electronic equipment, even the household pets were animated, including these two friendly creatures. A system was developed by the people at Disney to control the movements of the ghostly inhabitants of the haunted mansion through the use of scalloped-edged discs. Roller cams followed the depressions and shoulders, producing realistic movements that helped to bring our spooky tenants to life, if you'll excuse the pun. This system was called audio animatronics, which combined three-dimensional animation and sound through the use of electronics. By stacking these discs, a number of functions could be controlled at the same time. As a matter of fact, every movement and sound of all the tenants of the haunted mansion is directed in this manner. Is it any wonder that it took more than 10 years to complete the job? An interesting phenomenon that we seem to have no control over is this old gentleman who just can't seem to keep his eyes off of you no matter where you go. Probably the single most difficult problem faced by the illusioneers at WED was that posed by some of the more bashful boarders who refused to show their faces. Some of the busts even appeared to be unfinished. The head was there, but the face was missing. But you know how it is. At Disney's, there's always a couple of faces left lying around on the floor.
As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree, creepy creeps with eerie eyes. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Finally, everyone was brought together. They all seemed to be in good order and capable of taking care of themselves. Although some needed a hand. Or the latest in haunting hairdos. Everything was finally ready. Musicians were recruited, a cast party was held, and some last-minute repairs were made. It was so exciting that this poor fellow lost his head. The Haunted Mansion was an idea of Walt Disney's. You see, he began to worry where ghosts were going to live after all the old houses were torn down to make room for freeways. He decided that if someone didn't give him a house to live in, why, they'd just disappear. So Mr. Disney built a haunted mansion.
Oh, boy, but I'm sure glad it's not Halloween tonight.
Well, how come, Donnie?
Well, there'd be so many ghosts here, there wouldn't be any room for us.
Oh, boy. Come on, the line's moving.
Yeah.
To the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host.
Oh, that's wild.
Oh, look, the picture's moving.
Hey, so this one.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that something? Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't this room be great to have at home?
I know.
Yeah.
Something else is happening. The whole room is changing. The top of the wall was about this high when I came in.
Now look.
I know. Look at the door opening.
Yeah, I know. Is this your first time through?
Thanks a lot.
Come on, bro. Let's go.
This is too much. I know.
Get this. Hey, look at the picture of the man on the horse.
Look at the ship in that picture. Hey, now that's what I call a pretty lady. Boy, what an eerie place.
Hey, this is scary.
This is far out.
Step over the belts, please.
Hey, wait. I get to ride with EJ, because I'm the bravest. The rest of you guys, just make out the best you can.
Thanks a lot. Come on, Meryl. Let's go.
Like to be here alone and hear a voice calling you from the other end of the hall. Would you go, huh?
No, thanks.
Wouldn't that be great to have at home on Halloween?
Can't you see someone ringing the doorbell? And when it opens, that's what they'd see inside.
I really don't think I'd care to have that in my living room at any time of the year.
And ghoulies from last Halloween. Awaken the spirits with your tambourine.
One of the candles.
Look, you can see right through the dancers.
Thank you.
That was great.
I want to go again.
You know, I wish I knew how they got those ghosts, that big dining hall. Hey, wouldn't you like to take that coffin home and use it as an element?
Oh, yeah.
Donnie, what did you like the best?
Hey, where's Donnie?
Donnie?
Hey.
Donnie?
Donnie!
Hey, Donnie!
Sorry. Well, Mr. Shirok, there you go. Special request from me to you. And I don't mean to date you either, but I was one. Sorry. Anyway, I found some insane audio on the internet. Now, it's the monorail spill over some beats and loops and stuff from acid jazz. Now, I listened to it, and I dug it. So, why don't you guys all check this out. This is bad.
Continue moving across your car to make room for everyone. Please offer available seating to those needing. Ladies and gentlemen, as you board, please move all the way across your car to make room for everyone. For those of you standing, hold on to the handrails and clear the door. Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
To those needing. Ladies and gentlemen, as you board, please move all the way across your car to make room for everyone. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors.
Please stand clear of the doors.
As you board, please move across your car to make room. Please offer available seating. Ladies and gentlemen, as you board, please move all the way across your car to make room for everyone. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors.
Please stand clear of the doors.
Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
As you board, please continue moving across your car to make room for everyone.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it, huh? Yes, indeed. Hey, you guys ever notice when you're in line for Big Thunder Mountain and you hear all this saloon talk? Do you ever, like, hear the whole loop? Well, if not, check this out. You're going to on this show. So, sit back, get yourself a drink and a dirty glass, or even get yourself a sarsaparilla.
That fella standing by the piano is the ugliest man I have ever seen. Do you know him?
Yep, that's my brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had noticed the resemblance.
That's nice. It's probably the only way he could have gotten home. May I have the next dance?
Sorry, but I'm engaged.
Well, heck, I don't want to marry you. I just want to dance.
Oh, Mind your manners, Sandhog. This here's a respectable place. We have good, clean fun here every night but Sunday.
Well, that's fine with me, ma'am. I'll be back on Sunday. Yahoo! Say, sweetheart, bet you didn't know dancers run in my family.
Well, I'm glad they run, because they sure don't dance. Harvey, you're just like the band. You come in here fit as a fiddle, and you go home tight as a drum.
Does this here orchestra play by request?
Of course.
Well, maybe you could get them to play a pinochle.
So, how can I ever leave you?
Try the stagecoach.
If you don't marry me, I'll throw myself off that 100-foot cliff.
Oh, quit your kidding, Henry. That's just a bluff.
Oh, I'm all tuckered out. Play something slow. Oh, that's nice. Lucille.
Ah, little lady, I'd sure like to stay playing with you. I sure do. You're just about the prettiest thing I ever seen. Well, yeah.
Oh, shucks. Oh, good morning, Lucille.
Woo. You can see some of the cool puns that they have in there. Alrighty, hey. Don't forget, I've added a new feature to my website. Now, you guys all remember, like I said last week, or the week before, I asked you guys to send in, you know, photos from the park, from your cell phone or your camera. So, like, I set up a gallery for you guys to view them. Now, there's not a link to it on the main site. So, for now, you can see what I have started. Now, I'm not the greatest, you know, photographer in the world, right? All right, so, Bear with what you see on the stage. On the website. You can see him at www.abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. And you may send in your pictures to me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Now, I'm still debating on if I should do that FTP account or not, but I'm not sure about it yet. So in the meantime, you can send them to the email, and I will post them up there for you. So, before I forget, I'm don't want to slip your mind, but next Friday, September 1st, I will be at the park. So come on down. I'm going to be recording tons of audio for the next show, so come look for us if you can. We'll be all around the park, so look for the people with the recording equipment on and with the big windscreens in the ears and so forth. And get ready for Lucky Show number 13, because it's going to be huge. Hugemous. One heck of a show. Oh, speaking of shows, this brings us to the end of my show. Yes, indeed. Thank you guys for letting me entertain you. I would love to hear your feedback and play some new voicemails on the show. If you wish to leave me a voicemail, you can Skype me at APT_A_Productions, or you can call 818-574-5027 or our hotline at 206-203-2268. And your feedback is important to me, so if you have any Disney news, fun facts, anything, you're welcome to email me there or leave on the voicemail. The email is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And once again, don't forget the website, www.abovethefirehouse.com. And I also have my forums there, so come on up and sign up and join in the conversation. It is free and it's painless. Well, we'll see you all again next time from the park. So everybody have a magical week. Peace. And chicken grease.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Filthy hell.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade And we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
You ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit windowtothemagic.com for more information.